A's Post reporter Jonathan Zweigert recaps Tuesday's Ellis County Commission meeting with County Administrator J.D. Cox on this episode of the Post Podcast.
We have a handful of things to talk about from yesterday. A lot of the first part of the meeting kind of talked a little bit about the COVID-19 update with County Health Director Jason Kennedy. So we'll kind of come back to that if we have some time, because it was good discussion, but Jason had some good stuff there, but we can come back to that a little bit. But I wanted to jump into one of the resolutions that the County Commission took up yesterday, talking a little bit about ballots and stickers on ballots. And I know that was something that the County Clerk and Election Officer Donna Maskus wanted the Commission to kind of update the resolution to keep those stickers off of ballots.
That's right. We have had in place a measure that did not allow for stickers on ballots. I understand that's pretty common in the state. The reason being is the stickers can create problems for the actual counting machines, and this is a measure to prevent that. And so, as I said, we've had this in place for a number of years, but this past year, new equipment was purchased for the county to improve our ability to count and count quickly and accurately, and the measure that we had in place from before specifically named the previous equipment, so it was necessary for us to update the resolution to reflect the new equipment that the ballots run through.
And I know this came up because there is a Democratic candidate that's running a writing campaign, and then also a Republican candidate as well. So that was kind of the issue there. The commission did approve that resolution. So that was quick update on that. But I also wanted to, when we're talking about elections, something that you had talked about, and then Donna Maskus had, the commission chair, Butch Schleyer, talked about it, but kind of in a recap, got an opinion back from the attorney general about the primary election dealing with write-in candidates, and the board elected to go forward with the way that they had interpreted the resolution about the number of write-in signatures, and the AG agreed with their opinion and issued that statement to the Ellis County Board of Canvassers.
Yeah, that's correct, and the criticism of the statute was given that there was some ambiguity to it, that perhaps it referred to the number of signatures that were required were based upon party rather than total voters. And the attorney general, well, first of all, the folks that were the board that reviewed the election results ruled based upon what they interpreted it to be the entire electorate, and that was what the attorney general's opinion reflected as well, that it's based on total registered voters, not just the voters of the particular party.
All right, very good. I would know that was something that we definitely wanted to kind of update everybody on. Another issue from last night that we want to chat a little bit about, and maybe give some background, I guess, more than kind of the nuts and bolts, I guess, of it, was talking about health insurance for county employees for 2021. And I wonder if you can run us through a little bit of maybe some background, because I know the county employees kind of spearheaded an effort to find a better option that saves the county money.
Right. Our health insurance came up for a 3-year renewal for this coming year, for 2021. We're currently with the State of Kansas Employee Health Plan, and with the 3-year window coming up, a group of employees, the Employee Wage and Benefit Committee, which was chaired by Darren Myers, who served as, I think everyone knows, as the interim county administrator before I came on board. They just did a great job. They went out, they looked at various options that were available, and in these days when it seems healthcare costs continue to go up, they were able to negotiate, find a good option to negotiate a two-tiered plan, and this would both save the county money as well as it would reduce the maximum out-of-pocket expenditures for employees by 50%. So it's a two-tier plan that includes an umbrella insurance policy with Blue Cross Blue Shield, but then also supplemented by a medical expense reimbursement plan. So this two-tiered plan, we anticipate us being able to save money because we will actually put cash in the bank to rather than just paying out straight premiums. So we believe that based on our history that we'll be able to save significant money doing so.
My favorite thing to highlight from last night was Darren Meyer saying that we didn't think it was going to be a win-win-win for everybody.
Right, exactly. That was well put.
So I know that working with a insurance company in there, and that was approved as well, working with somebody who goes through insurance companies there. I wanted to quickly talk a little bit about the Ellis Cares. I know we've talked about it before, kind of just some different opportunities. I know that you said last night that the county had got some feedback on some of the applications that had been submitted.
Yes, that's right. And so we had approximately 120 programs that we submitted that included regular businesses, so economic development. We had nonprofits that support the systemic needs in our county. Then we also had educational needs that part of our program covered, as well as governmental needs, the various municipalities in the county, as well as the county itself. And so all those programs are submitted, as I said, in total, approximately 120 plus programs. We only received back 12 comments out of all of those. And as a reminder, this is a program that everything wasn't all set in stone before we started. So the rules continue to evolve as we continue through the process. So I was very pleased that we only had 12. I've been working since pretty much the whole day yesterday, working with some of the programs that there had been some questions. And most of it was more of a, we need a little more clarification on this or that. And so that's why I've been working with the various programs. I don't see anything as being a showstopper, and we're excited to continue to move forward. The state has assigned, or is assigning, someone to be a technical advisor for Ellis County and our geographic region. And so I anticipate them reaching out to us fairly soon, and we'll be able to have a conversation. We'll be able to provide official response to their comments to us, and hopefully have the whole program launch forward fairly rapidly.
I don't know if people or companies, businesses, nonprofits that applied, they had to provide information, then the commission through recommendations kind of pared it down, and then it went to the state. And as you said, I think yesterday you said there were only 12, but there were no red flags for anything. But now they have kind of some stuff they have to put together still. And you talked about the memorandum of understanding with the county. And so it's still kind of a lengthy process that they still have to go through. Plus, then they have to spend the money by the December 7th, I believe.
That is correct. So, yeah, there's a lot to be done. I mean, it's kind of a two-edged sword. And it's wonderful in one respect, but it's a challenge on the other to get all this done in time. I have gone ahead and communicated with everyone in advance, letting them know, hey, we've applied for this. We're waiting for feedback. You might go ahead and, like, for example, for those that had loss of revenue, we will need to have some sort of financial statement or a statement from a tax advisor in the file in advance of us releasing payment. W-9s, I have to have a signed memorandum of understanding. There was some policy that was built into the MOU. That's why we had that before the commission last night as well. So all these things kind of lined up, and then we will issue the payment. So the commission is interested in us expediting as much as possible, and that was part of last night's discussion as well.
Very good. And I know we look forward to hearing more about these successes, because this is a economic stimulus and a hoping to kind of restart and benefit those that need it because of the pandemic. So I know there will be stories that we can hear from that. And I know the county benefiting as well. So and the local municipalities, the schools and everything. So I know we look forward to hearing more about those programs. We're about out of time. Do we anything that we wanted to hit on before we wrapped up here this morning?
No, I think that pretty much covers it. Like I said, I'm working with the individual applicants now on Ellis Cares, and very quickly we're going to have more information out to everyone, and we will start in earnest being able to release payments. So we're excited.